Head, Hey Girl, I'm Micaela, a mother, wife, Jesus follower, podcaster, empowerment coach, and a Chicana who loves her cafecito. I'm on a mission to empower each mujer to give herself permission to be the woman God created her to be. Because just like you, I wear many hats. Girl, I see you trying to take care of everyone else. But on this podcast, I invite you to grab your cafecito or glass of wine, sit back, relax, because I'm going to mentor you and teach you how to stop being afraid of becoming the woman you know you were meant to be. So you ready? All right, girl, let's do this. Hey, girl, welcome to this quick bonus episode of the Fearless Mujer. I am so excited that you're here. Thank you so much for hanging out with me today. I wanted to just share my heart with you and bring you a quick word of encouragement, but I also wanted to say thank you. Thank you so much to each mujer who stopped by for the cafecito, tacos, and amigas night. We had an amazing time. I mean, it is so special when you are breaking bread with other mujeres, but not just that. I mean, the mujeres that sat by, you guys, you were so authentic. You were so transparent. And I just have to say thank you. I value you and I value your authenticity. And one of the things that we were talking about during our cafecito night was we were talking about boundaries and really what our thought was about boundaries, our experience with boundaries. And so it was such a beautiful conversation. I mean, I wish I would have been able to hang out with everyone for like 3 hours, right? But it was amazing. And even though it was on Zoom, you guys, it was so awesome. And so I just wanted to let you know that if you signed up and you missed the cafecito night for whatever reason, like I get it, stuff happens, right? We are going to have another one next month. So this is going to be a once a month hangout. We're going to have tacos, we're going to have cafecito, and we are going to have meaningful conversations. So I'm excited. We'll have another topic that we talk about. And so don't miss it. If you're like, hey, I want to be part of that, you know, it sounded like fun, I want to hang out with you guys, you are welcome to hang out. So, you know, just follow me on Instagram at the Fearless Mujer Podcast. If you're part of the podcast community on Facebook, or you can message me if that helps. However you want to find out, sign up for the newsletter. So there is a monthly newsletter that goes out. This newsletter is really about updates. It's all about anything that's going on with the Fearless Mujer. This is for you to hear more about it. So if you want to sign up for that, you can go to Instagram at the Fearless Mujer Podcast. You can click on the link in the bio and it actually will take you straight to the newsletter. Or you can go to fearlessmujer.com, click on more, and then click on Let's Keep in Touch and you can subscribe there. So I'm super excited because we're going to do this once a month. I think it'll be an amazing way to keep connecting, to keep growing. Now, let's keep it real, you guys. Sometimes we need girl time, right? If you're a mother or you're like busy all the time, you don't have time for yourself. Come on, what better way to hang out than to just like jump on Zoom? And now let me just say this though. I am hoping that these will be in person very soon. So we'll see how that goes. But for now, why not connect with other women so that if this thing goes down in person, which I'm planning for it to, then you already got some amigas, right? Because girl, the Fearless Mujer community and sisterhood and tribe is so much bigger than you think. So anyway, I'm really excited about that. Now, I want to talk about two things today. The first thing I want to talk about is every month when the month starts, I really reflect on like, how did my last month go? What goals did I reach? What did I really do that was new and creative and innovative? Is there anything that I can incorporate to what I'm doing? And so I don't just think in terms of like my business, right? I don't just think in terms of the podcast. I think in terms of myself as a person, as like, how am I feeling? What did I love about how my month went? What could I have changed? You know, just I really like to dig deep because that's what helps me measure my success for the month. And by that, I don't just mean monetary. I mean my success as far as like there's certain things that I for myself that I need to do. I need to connect with women. If I'm not connecting with new women or connecting with, you know, those that I really consider part of my inner circle, then I'm not doing what needs to feed my soul, right? So how do you connect? What are the things that help you reflect on your month, right? We have to stop and pause and think about those things. And so one of the things that I like to do when the month begins, when it's a fresh new month, I love to really reflect and really think about my motivation for the month, but also in what ways can I be intentional? So one of the things that I love to do is to think about a word. What is my word for the month? And some people tend to do this like during New Year's resolution and all that. But why do we only do that during New Year's? First of all, I don't even do a New Year's resolution. I'm just like, well, how do I want my year to be, right? But anyway, that's another episode. So I think of a word. I think of like, what's the word that I really think will inspire me this month? And if I'm, you know, living my month with intentionality and really incorporating this word that will inspire me, then I know that's going to flow out of me and it's going to inspire those that I speak with, that I talk with, that I connect with. So my word for the month of November is thankful. And at first I was like, thankful, like it's Thanksgiving. That's kind of generic and basic. Do I really want to focus on that word? And so I really started to think about like, you know, the year is about to end and how has this whole year been? And how would I like to go into the new season? Right. So really thankful is the word that's on my heart for the month of November. And because of that, I really want to give back and I want to do things that really show how thankful I am because I am so super thankful for everything that's happening for, you know, it's last year or the beginning of this year, I should say, we moved to Texas. My family and I moved to Texas. We sold our house. I mean, there was so much that happened. It was such a big transition. My kids had been homeschooled for over a year and then they went back to school and it was just so much, right? I got really serious with my business. I rebranded the podcast. It was just a ton of stuff that happened. So as I reflect, I'm like, wow, I am just so freaking thankful for everything that all the women that I've connected with, I'm so thankful. I probably said that like 10 times, but I want you to know that I am so thankful for you. I am so grateful and thankful that this podcast has been your safe space, that this podcast has been the place where you feel worthy and loved. You feel seen. You don't just feel it, girl. You know that when you come to the Fearless Mujer table, amiga, you don't have to feel like you're being judged. You don't have to feel like I'm trying to fix you because that's not at all what I'm doing, right? And you are seen and you are heard and you are valued and you are loved more than anything. I want you to know that. Look, if you're new to the podcast and you're loving it, I encourage you to go listen to the very first episode, which is why I started this podcast. And I start talking about like, I always wanted a big sister to like, you know, elevate me, to speak life into me, to magnify my gifts and talents. I always wanted that. I wanted that kind of sister. And so this is what it is. And that's why you may hear me say like my Latina sisters and stuff, because that's how I see you, girl. You are my sister from another mother, from another mister. You're my sister. We're hermanas. This is what it is. And that's why I share this space with those women who are inspiring other women, because we all deserve to have a seat at the table. So if you've ever felt like you don't have that, girl, you have that here. And I hope that you really know that. And that's really why we're going to start doing Cafecito, Taco, and Amigas night, because, girl, you don't need to be feeling left out. Okay, you have a space here. If you feel alone, like, let's keep it real, okay? We got social media, and social media is great, right? It's a great tool for connecting. But, you know, those are highlights of our life. Oh, look it, I'm having my coffee. Good morning. Etc., etc. But you know, we're all going through stuff behind the scenes. We all got bills that we got to pay, right? We all are trying to save. We all are in a season of like, man, I really need some encouragement and some uplifting. And we are all just out here trying to do our thing, right? So some of us may feel lonely, right? I know I have a friend who her husband travels for work. My husband, he travels for work. So like, come on, we need to be a support system. And I want you to know that if you ever felt like you don't have a support system, you have one here. Okay. Take a seat, grab a chair. This is your space. All righty. Now, in honor of my generosity, in honor of how thankful I really, really am. And I really mean that. And if I'm slurring, amiga, it is past my bedtime. Okay, I'm recording this. It's past my bedtime. And it's, yeah. So if I'm slurring a little bit, no, girl, I am not drunk. I am just really tired. But in honor of my month of being thankful and telling you how much I appreciate you, I just want to give back. So, for the month of November, I am offering 5 amazing mujeres a phenomenal coaching opportunity, okay? I'm offering the Empowered Latina one-on-one coaching package with a 20% off thank you promotional offer. Yes, girl. These are 4 coaching sessions where you're going to get high value, in-depth coaching, focused support, customized to you, and you're also going to get to be part of like the curriculum that I teach in the masterminds, which let me just tell you, when the next mastermind rolls out, girl, it is going to be elevated from last year. So let me just say, you don't want to miss out on this, okay? We're going to work together. We are going to really focus on where you feel like you're being held back, where you feel stuck, so that you can begin to confidently set those goals and boldly pursue your dreams and really work on those areas that maybe you don't even know there's certain limiting beliefs that are holding you back. Whatever it is, this is really focused on you. It's all about you. This is open to the first 5 women. If you're ready to experience transformation, if you're ready to reignite the woman you are, you're ready to really go on a journey of discovering, like, what do I want, right? What do I want from the next year? How do I reflect on my life? How do I go into next year really having a new perspective about who I am? So, girl, if that's you, if you know that you know that you know that you have been wanting, you have been needing, you're like, Micaela, your podcast has helped me because I hear you, girl. I get your messages and you tell me like your podcast has helped me. And I know that a lot of you guys that are listening, you tell me like I've never really worked with a mentor. So let me just right from the start, okay? Mentoring and coaching, it's not about fixing you, at least not with me, girl. That's not how I get down. I'm not here to fix you. I'm here to elevate you. I'm here to just, you know, be that girl that like, you know, picks you up and gives you the tools so that you can be set to go. And here's the thing about mentoring. This is what I used to think, okay? I used to think that, oh, you know what? That person's nosy. That person just wants to know my business. I don't want that person to think something's wrong with me because I got to pretend like I got it all together, right? They're going to try to fix me. Now, I'm not saying that to you, but that was me. That was me. I was nervous whenever I started kind of really beginning to seek mentorship and coaching. But let me tell you, it has changed my life. I would not be going hard at this. I would not be doing what I'm doing. I would not believe in myself the way that I do today if it wasn't for the coaches and mentors that have been a part of my life, that have been part of my journey. So we all need somebody to help us because our thinking does not begin to really transform until we are challenged and until we are loved and seen and valued, and not until someone really speaks life into us. So, girl, I just want to reassure you that if you have been feeling like deep down inside, I really think that Micaela could help me. I love her. She's great. And I know that she can help me. If that's you, amiga, I want you to reach out to me. Like I said, this is a wonderful, phenomenal opportunity. I'm doing it because I just feel so thankful. The year's wrapping up and I don't want you to miss out. So if that's you, I want you to, you can either DM me on Instagram at the Fearless Mujer Podcast. Just send me a message and tell me like, I want more info. Okay. I'm not going to make you click on any links or anything like that to schedule. Just reach out to me directly. Okay. If you want to, though, you can go to, if you're not on Instagram, you can go to fearlessmujer.com/contact and you can just send me a message. I'll get the message directly and just tell me like, hey, I want more info about, you know, this offer that you have. So this is 4 sessions. This is 4 weeks where we will dive in together. And this is only open to the first 5 women. So you have to reach out to me quickly because I anticipate that this is going to go by fast. I just announced it. I already have some women who inquired. I don't want you to miss out. And don't be scared, okay? I'm just going to say it, all right? Let's be real. You know, I keep it real. I don't sugarcoat anything. Don't be scared. If you're like, I've never been mentored or I've never worked with a coach or like, how much is it going to cost? Girl, you ain't going to know until you call me, right? So I really want to talk with you because I want to know how I can help you and if I can help you. So let's see if we're a good fit and then we'll move forward. And I also want you to know that 5% of the proceeds from these coaching packages from each woman who decides that she wants to go ahead and jump on this, I'm going to be donating 5% of the proceeds to Elevate Academy, which is a nonprofit organization providing education to survivors of human trafficking. So I just think that's such a beautiful and powerful mission. And I was so excited to announce this because I knew that you were going to be ready to jump in. So listen, if you've already inquired with me about coaching and it wasn't the right time, but now you're like, I want to jump on this, girl, let's do this. All right. So go ahead and reach out to me. And, you know, I'd love to connect with you and talk more about this. Now, that's not all that I'm going to talk about today. So here's what I want to talk about. Okay. And I'm going to make this really quick because, like I said, girl, it's past my bedtime. Anyway, here's what I was thinking about today. Okay. I was talking to my girl, Adriana. Shout out if you're listening. We were talking about business stuff, right? And some exciting stuff that's coming up. But I really started to think about just what it's like when you do not put yourself out there to really connect with other women. And I began to really, after her and I stopped chatting, you know, I began to really think about how come some women really struggle with connecting with other women? Like, why is this such a deep issue? And really what I started thinking about is a sister wound. How many mujeres have a sister wound? And what do I mean by that? What is a sister wound? It's what it is. So that's my question. Like, do you have a sister wound? Have you had a bad relationship with a sister or with other women? Maybe you never really got along with girls very well. And because of that, is that stopping you from really putting yourself out there and connecting with other women? Now, let me just say this. I am not judging you at all whatsoever, okay? But I really began to think about this, right? Because this is season 2 of The Fearless Mujer, and it was always about stepping into your influence. And when I started season 2, I'm like, I got to connect with, you know, more women who are entrepreneurs, or they're doing something that is really paving the way for other women. I need those women on the podcast. And so, you know, I started to really think about, like, when you have a sister wound, it's almost like you won't put yourself in a position to connect with other women. You won't put yourself in a position to open up. And let me just say this, okay? I'm going to be very honest with you guys. That's never been like an area of like a strength, I guess, if you want to put it that way. That's never been one of my strong areas where like I have this amazing relationship with, you know, my sister. But I have had friends, but it seemed like in the past, those friends, they were just my friends because like we were partying together or, you know, stuff like that, maybe working together. But to say like, man, this girl is my friend. I really love her. Like, I know she's going to have my back no matter what. I know that I could tell her anything and she's not going to try to fix me. It's not until now that I'm actually finding those kind of friendships, because all my past friendships were always tied to, well, we're doing, you know, church together, or we're working together, or it was kind of like they wanted something from me, if that makes sense. And the other thing too is that when I first started walking my faith walk, I got hurt at church, you guys. I got hurt at church by these girls. Like, it really sucked, okay? I'm just going to say it really sucked, because I was so new to my faith. I didn't really know much about really even the Bible. I was just so new to my faith. And girl, let me just tell you, I was still like super ghetto, right? But I really thought, I had this impression that I guess Christian girls were perfect. And I learned the hard way that that's not true, right? We're not perfect. But yeah, I got hurt in church by girls, and I thought, like, how could this happen? And for so many years, I just did not trust people. I did not want to open up to women. I was so scared to be myself. And so now I really see how when you are so afraid and you don't put yourself in a situation where you can welcome new friendships, where you can begin kind of growing that friendship, you really miss out on blessings. You really miss out on like how both of you could really complement one another. Because that's really what I've learned. I've learned that when you allow women in your life that are actually women who are strong, women who are encouragers, women who want to see you win. When you allow those women to come into your life, and this is why I always say what I say. Like, guys, I don't say things just talking out of my butt, right? I say things being intentional. So I always say, like, make sure you share this episode with your amigas, because something powerful happens when we lift each other up. I mean what I say. Something powerful happens when we lift each other up. When I don't see you as a threat, when I don't allow, oh, maybe your degrees or your business or whatever it is that you're doing to intimidate me, when I see you as more of like someone who can be my confidant, my ride or die, my whatever you want to call it, when I see you as someone in my tribe, there's no room for me to get jealous or me to be like, oh, dang, you know, or judge you or whatever. When I truly see you as someone I can lift up, someone I can collaborate with, someone I can connect with, girl, do you know how amazing that is? And now if women saw each other that way more often, if women could just see each other and instead of, you know, judging and comparing and competing, if they saw each other as this girl, this woman, this mujer is my sister, and I'm going to lift her up and we're going to do this together and I'm going to celebrate her. If we were able to do that for each other, just imagine how much this world would be impacted, how much we would influence the next generation. And imagine if we did that all together and we locked arms and did it together, girl, we would be unstoppable. And so when we're carrying a sister wound, it really, truly prevents us from stepping into our influence. And, you know, when I think about this, you know, I mean, we could kind of talk about this from all kind of angles, right? There's so much that we could really dissect with this topic here. But when I think about this, I really think about there's a Bible verse. If you don't read the Bible, you've never opened a Bible, girl, it's all good. You can Google it. But it's Proverbs 27:17. And it says, as iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another. Another translation says, so one man sharpens another. And when I think about that verse, I don't think of iron. I think of like a cuchillo, okay, a knife. I remember my dad, I don't even know what he had, but he had like this thing that would sharpen his knives. And he would sharpen his knife and make it really sharp with, I don't even know what, I really don't even know what it was made of. But I think about that. I think about how this is what we can be for each other. We can be that tool that literally, you know, you swipe the knife, and that every time you swipe, every time the knife hits this tool, it becomes sharper. And that knife becomes sharper from the moment you touch it, every time. Just sharper and sharper and sharper. And that's what I think about when I think about being a woman, but also celebrating other women. I want every woman that I come in contact with to leave sharper than she was before she met me. I desire for that woman to leave feeling inspired, more confident, and believing in herself. So that's my question for you. I have two questions. Do you have a sister wound that's preventing you from stepping into your influence? And how do you leave other people feeling? And now let me just say this. If this episode triggers you, my bad, girl, that's not my intention. It is a little triggering, especially if you've had a falling out with friends. Been there, girl. I have been there, and it sucks. You know, sometimes, I mean, that's a whole other episode, right? Sometimes friendships just don't vibe anymore. People change, people grow. So it happens, right? It's part of life, and we just got to kind of roll with it, because not everyone is going to stick it out with us. People and friendships are sometimes in our life like seasons, just like seasons change. And we have to just accept that. There are certain things that we have to accept. We have to accept that, you know what, this is a new season and I'm going to embrace it. And if people walk out of my life, or people decide that they're not going to be a part of my life anymore, or we just kind of fall away from each other, or whatever the case may be, then that's the opportunity for you to allow new people to enter your life. And now, I'm not saying you're going to trust people right away, right? Because you got to be cautious. However, you've got to allow yourself to have room for new people to enter your life. Because if you don't, girl, you could possibly be missing out on the blessing of having the love of a sister. Even if she's not your blood, it's all good, right? Because I've said this before, like, there's something so powerful about, like, Latinas, okay? All women are powerful. All women have a purpose. I'm speaking as a Latina. There is something so powerful about a Latina. See, we could have grown up in different neighborhoods, different cities, different places, grown up a little different, but for the most part, we have all grown up the same. A lot of us, we watch the same novelas, right? We ate tacos, or, you know, I don't know, arroz con gandules. Girl, I love arroz con gandules. You know, I'm from Chicago originally. We got some good Puerto Rican food out there. Shout out to all of you guys who know how to make Puerto Rican food, because I sure love it. And I recently, okay, now I'm talking about food, but I recently had pupusas. When I saw them, I'm like, oh my God, these are like gorditas. So if you never had a gordita, it's such a weird name, but if you never had a gordita, I don't even know how to describe it. I'm hoping you've had a gordita if you're listening. It's like, girl, I don't even want to say this the wrong way. I guess it's like a very thick tortilla that you stuff with meat or cheese or whatever. If I'm saying it wrong, please correct me, okay? But a pupusa, when I saw it, I was like, girl, what? Like, so I had seen it like probably 2 years ago. I was watching Me Too, and I'm like, oh my God, those look like gorditas. But long story short, there's a restaurant over here a few minutes from where I live, and they have tacos and they have pupusas, and I am hooked on them. Like, if you know how to make them, please tell me, because they are so good. So, I lost my train of thought because I'm talking about food, and you guys know that I love food. But, you know, I just want to say that to you guys, like, don't miss out on that blessing of having the love of a sister who's really going to care for you, because you're never going to know if that person really loves you unless you allow yourself the space to welcome her. To welcome that friend, that new friend. And with everything, right, be cautious, have your boundaries. That's something that we talked about at Cafecito Night. And so I just want to encourage you, like, if you still have a sister wound, don't allow that to stop you from fully stepping into making those bonds and having those bonds with other women who are truly going to love you, because you don't know until you know, right? And so that's my, I said quick encouragement, but you know, I talk a lot. So that's my encouragement for you today. Hey, I hope that this episode blessed you. Share it with your amigas, because something powerful happens when we lift each other up. And don't forget, girl, if you're like, I want more info about the coaching. Look, it's no commitment, okay? You don't have to do it if you don't want to. But if you feel that nudge and you're like, I'm so tired of not believing in myself, of not being sure of my ideas, whatever it is that's frustrating you, I would love to be your mentor. I would love to connect with you. And if you've already talked to me about coaching and you haven't had a chance to work with me, you want to take advantage of this amazing, phenomenal offer, girl, send me a DM on Instagram at the Fearless Mujer Podcast, or you can also go to fearlessmujer.com/contact. But hey, you have an amazing week. God bless. Hey girl, wasn't that episode so empowering and inspiring? Hey, do me a favor, share this episode with the women in your life because something powerful happens when we lift each other up. You can share this episode with your amigas by texting them the link, posting it on social, and you can also tag me in your stories on IG at the Fearless Mujer Podcast. I'll make sure to give you a shout out. Hey, guess what? I am currently building the Fearless Mujer Network, and I would love for you to come be a founding member. It is a more intimate space where you will get exclusive resources, coaching, mentoring, giveaways, and so much more. You can come be a part of that network by going to rebrand.ly/fearlessmujernetwork. And if you missed that link, don't worry, it's in the show notes. It'll take you right there. Hey, if you have been looking for more support, you need clarity when it comes to pursuing your goals and your dreams, maybe you have a lot of ideas, or maybe you feel a little bit held back, wherever it is that I can serve you, I would love to be there to guide you, to support you. So connect with me. Schedule a 30-minute cafecito and connection call with me. You can go to fearlessmujer.com, click on coaching, and you'll find a link that'll take you straight to my calendar. So go ahead and connect with me. You can also find that link in the show notes. And hey, if you haven't left a review for the Fearless Mujer Podcast and you have Apple, go ahead and leave me a review. Let me know that you're loving this podcast. All right, girl, God bless.